Okay, Rabbi Sai, I apologize for the technical difficulty this morning, so we're going to begin the shiur now. It's a follow-up to the shiur of last week on the sugya of tzedakah, and the question is, after having analyzed last week that we are kofel tzedakah, the shaila was, there is a gemara on the Nun, which says, Amra b'iloi b'usha tkinu. Usha was one of the central meeting places of Chazal in the Galil. It still exists as the place. You can go see it. But Usha Eskinu, that's where they met to make takanas. And the Gemara brings a back of Brisa, Tanya, Nami Hachi, Vazbez Chaimish, Shemit. So the Shaila is, the Achronim ask a shaila: how could Chazal have created a takana to pater a person from a mitzvah d'oraisa of tzedakah if it's more than a chaimish? A person wants to give away more than a chaimish, and he wants to give more tzedakah. Minah Torah, there is no shir. How are they able to be oiker a davar minah Torah? That is the shaila that the Achronim ask. This kashal is compounded by the fact that even if you're going to say that mitzvah the mitzvah say there's no chiv to give more than a chaimish, and therefore Chazal can make such a takana, in tzedakah there's also a companion lav called loy. If you didn't give sichbites hitain, and a person therefore would be theoretically required to give all his nechassim, not to be over a lav, because we know that even if you're going to apply the general halacha to tzedakah of yavazbeis, that only applies to a mitzvah say. But when it comes to a mitzvah leisasei, you are mechuyif to give away kol b'maynai for a mitzvah leisasei. So there are many terutzim to this kasha in the Achronim, and we're going to go through some of these terutzim so you can have a little bit of an achiza in this. One set of terutzim revolve around the fact that there, in fact, is no mitzvah asay to give more than a chaimish, and therefore there's no companion lav. Other terutzim are, in fact, focusing on a mitzias that Usha's takana was where there, in fact, is no lav. There's a third teretz, which is a big chiddush, which we'll see in a moment. So this kasha is first famously raised by the Mar Cheshes, great Gaon in Vilna, and the Mar Cheshes asks this kasha: how could they have made this tzedakah, this takana? After all, there is both a mitzvah say and a lav. He raises this and came with tzedakah yeshva gam trei lav. Am I any mochil lavazgeis kol mamoinai? If you have a marker, you can yell a little bottom two lines. So the Meril Diskin also asks, and Chuvat Meril Diskin, Simin Chavdal, the same kasha. And he answers, they both answer more or less on the same mahalach. He says that when it comes to tzedakah, even lav is not a separate lav. There are some mitzvahs we have paired, but the mitzvahs are saying, the mitzvahs like says clearly two separate lavim. When it comes to the mitzvah tzedakah, there's no separation. The lav is not a isur fnei atzmai. It's a sniff to the mitzvah say. And therefore, where there is no mitzvah say, such as Yisur Mechaimish, therefore, they cannot be a lav either. Let's see the Meril Diskin inside. Nearly the lav min ha-tayra chazal, lav ra'al b'shevel ta'aseh, de min ha-tayra ein la-kitzvah, davcha mitzkem la-andein tzarech v'ayis mechaimish, k'mak m'avoy shal lav, the b'leisis ha-tzarech lit and kol ha-shalai, as we established, b'leisis, so you have to give everything. Then Tysus, and he brings Tysus by Basra. I nearly mother ben Amtur bread brings the right ben Amtur. Tzedakah lav koyel esa mamish. Where the arrow is, v'vaday ben makam delesa esa leka gam lav. Turrets kosh kushias, marcheshes and kushias to Meril Diskin. Where there's no esa, there's no lav. The Nesivus has a different mahalach. The Yesivus and Sefer Nachlas Yaakov, the Yesivus name was Yaakov, answers, when Chazal Matakin, that there's no chiyuv to give tzedakah more than rachemish, that's only in the oifen where there's no lav, there's only the mitzvah say. But no, even where there's a lav, this takeno takana. You're right. The answer to the kasha, the marcheshes, and the moral discipline is my entire rabbanim agreinim. You're right. And in fact, where there is a lav that's applicable, ein achinami, there is no shir to chaim and tzedakah, and takanas usha does not apply. And there's Nesivis Francis of Chiddush. The Chiddush Lamer Lahamet Sina Mitzvah Tzedakah Meister Chaimish Ina Mitzvah Tzedakah Mishin L'Messayim Zuf Neitel Mitzvah My Raya Aram Rav Ein Shir Laza Makitira Aram Ksisem Rav Techlo Lechem Alza Kaid Lav Layat Damif Tava Kneitel Mfashis. Nesivis says the Isser of the Lav and Tzedakah could be Mamash Koch Nefesh Neitel Mfashis, and therefore, when it's applicable, it's applicable. If it's not applicable, in Achinami, the Kanasusha doesn't apply. And we have to give away everything to fulfill that obligation. And therefore, he brands it as a chidush that the lava of tzedakah is not an astamoni, is an oni that's orum ve'eroiv. Has nothing, zero. He's figuratively and factually starving to death, no clothes. So there, in fact, is a lav, because somehow he says a chiddush, the lav is coupled or under the rubric of pekuch nefesh, the man starving. Of course, you have to give away everything. But in makayim, where there is a stamoni, there it is an assay, but no lav. And therefore, astamoni, Chazal were able to overcome through their takanas usha, and say that even though it's great tzedakah, but tzedakah for astamoni, no more than 20%, because Hashem tetzarech lebriyos, we need you to keep your money for other things, including other anis. In the Sefer Beis Arayin, if you scroll down, you can see in the bottom, I think, they'll tell you. I'm sorry, no, let's go first to the scroll down, you'll see in the bottom the name of the exact name of the Chabar. Go down to the bottom of the page for a second, Rav Pesach. No, okay, they left out the... Right. Beis Aaron, so Hagoyin Rav Aaron Valkin says like this. He makes a chilik between Takanas Usha, where there's a mitzvah saseh, where there's no mitzvah, where there's a lav, Takanas Usha doesn't apply. So far, that was already established in the Achrayim. However, the lav is shayach when there's a ani lefanecha. Ani lefanecha changes the chiyuv. Right here, there's ani right in front of you, an ani lefanecha. If there isn't, then takana susha applies. Ani lefanecha yimuchiyuv to give away kol memainai, or even more than a chaymesh of the ani lefanecha. Takana susha applies in the theoretical sense, how much yimuchiyuv to give to Aniyim. After him, the Nissen Karel, the same svar, we'll see the teretz that the Beis Aaron applies to another Mahalach, but scroll back a page to Rav Nissen Karelitz. And he quotes Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed as source for this. He says, "Hein amnon alav and tzedakah k'shurim l'chiv mitzvah. How can you divide them? They're paired together. Because he doesn't like mitzvah mentally, he's mechuyev to give tzedakah or not mechuyev. So you see the same the lobs tied together. And the sugya put Rav Yosef. Let's give me the marker in the last two lines. Hosam oisik mitzvah rechil leinim tzakan. Okay. Mishan nasan in the last paragraph, maisik saf mechaymish. Chazal pat rois lis noik there shal yivavzikol mechasam. Arik mishan ein leinim. Alfiya chelika noisim tzedak blam shalisa ameitz. Yasher puta, then he's mechuyev to give. So he makes the same chilek of basically if I made lefonecho, that the kanas usha is only shayach when there's a mitzvah aseh, and that way there is also a lav. However, the lav is only shayach when the oni is lefonecho. The lav achi, even though there was a mitzvah aseh, once you chayim the mitzvah, there is no lav. Beis Aaron answers the tistis yisoyin. Ashayla from the Shita Mikabetzis. The Gemara and the Medrash say that Rabbi Tarfon gave Rabbi Akiva more than a Chaimish Mechasim because he saw that he was struggling terribly. Look in the Beis Aaron. Go ahead, scroll ahead. So he says, Lefize, last seven lines. The question of Tarfon of Medrash to give in trouble there, but keep it peacefully as a chum gadol. Zaytur and Sami Titus. Why? Because Kiva is Lamed Lefanov. If Kiva is Lamed Lefanov, then there is a chiv to give away even a chum gadol. The Chavetz Chaim and Abbas Chesed in a Haggah says the same chilik between Kaimi Anim and like Kaimi Anim. Let's close here with the Teretz from the Berachos of Ram. Rav Erlinger, the Berachos of Ram says, L'chayra, he asks the same kasha of the Achrayim. There's a lav, how could he be Iker? He has another mahalach. He says, Iker Tekonas Usha is not a p'tur to give a chaymish. The p'tur of more than a chaymish is already embedded in the mitzvah tzedakah, in the Torah. So Chazal were not being Iker anything. The Tekanas of Usha is that the Shira Chaimish is not a Ptur. It's also an Isser to be Mevazvez Yisr B'Chaimish. Tremendous Chiddush. Let's see inside. Ha Mevazvez Al Yivazvez Yisr B'Chaimish. Because I'll tell you, you're not allowed to do this. That's the Tekanas Usha. L'chari Tzarechiyun. I'm back to Yisr B'Asei D'Araisu B'Eiz Lamed. V'Avaz Chesed Karim B'Av Matzachem Shem T'Kai G'Av Nishvak Yishlech M'Chaya B'Yisr B'Chaimish. Chaim says, V'Taymin L'Fanech V'Yim L'Chuyiv. Amnon Bigeris Agra Kasa of Laman Hashem Tishvus the Chaimis Kasha Tzvisicha. This is the Goyin's Tzava. Kipachs Mizayim Ron Rakhal Rak Hamalavin. Masha Pasha Daidea Chaimish Nifter Makal Lav Vesen. Katsar Chaim the Cham Petru. Vishkab Gal Chal Lak Dem Natar Bishop. Am near the Shir Chaimish Shir Daraisa. Om Emes Menatar Potter Lita Nyasim Chaimish. Where does he get this from? And he tells you a fantastic source. Yaakov Vino. Zeh Shir Tzedakah. Yaakov Inu said, I'm going to give Asra Asra and Ulach. That's the Shir Daraisa. Umash Achidshu B'Usha. Yes, it's a Yaitin Reitzel Mishim Razin. I'm a Daraisa Patahu. Beautiful Chiddush. And the source is from Yaakov Inu himself. Skip down to the next paragraph, Lufizet. Ayla Mashiach Mashir Daraisa. V'inachid Raisa Taklash Armitzis. Chamle Bo Lifter Masha Terechai. V'kim De Patah Mesin Lavim. Zeh shira mitzvah. In the Eraisa, Chaimish is a shira mitzvah. Balav and Tzuyim Be'esa, V'chambol, Ha'isavol, Shagam, Reitzel, Yivaz, V'cham, it's usher to be Mavazvez more than a Chaimish. A Khan, there is a further teretz, Megillah and Ashas, but I won't be able to get to that today. I ask you and I urge you to take a look at it yourself. Let's chazer. The Kasha, the Chaimim was, the Gemara says, B'ushat kinol, Yivaz, Yisra, Chaimish, Asim, Achashas, and the chevel of the Rechmeinim, I, there is a lav attached to it, and lav is called Mamoinai. First teretz of the Marcheshes and the Meral Diskin, who has a similar kasha, is that when it comes to tzedakah, the lav is not an isser b'fnei atzmai. It's stapled to the essay. It's a sniff to the mitzvah essay. Where there's no mitzvah essay, there's no lav either. And the Sivus's mahalach is, in fact, there's no asay where there's no chiv to dakanas usha to give more than a chaimish is only where there's no lav, only where there's a say. But if there is a lav, a vada, you're mechuyev to give away all mamayna. What's the scenario? Where is there a lav without a say? He says, a lav is not shaykh with a stam ani. A lav is only shaykh where the ani is eram ve'erav, chais or kail. Mitzvah say is shaykh with all ani, and therefore, that's what Chazal and Takanas Ushas Takana was. The stam ani, you're not mechuyev. And ani eram ve'erav, you are mechuyev to give away everything you have. Listen, Karel, it says the same thing, but he has a different, slightly different mahalach. He says the difference is the ani lefanecha. Ani lefanecha, mamish, then you're mechuyev to give away everything. Lav hachi, and a chinami is a mitzvah say to give, and to be a lav too. A mitzvah say to give tzedakah, that's only if you know he's an ani, and you know, and you mechuyev to give. But then Karnas Usha came and patied more than a chaimish. Reis Aaron says more or less similar. That a, somebody sees a raya ani dachuk, that's not shaykh to Karnas Usha. And he answers, this is the kasha, why Rabbi Tarfon gave all the money to Rabbi Kiva? He saw him. He saw a b'daych guy. And this is all basically based on the Mahalach of the Chafetz Chaim in the Havas Chesed, where the Chafetz Chaim clearly explicates that there is a chilik between Chaim and Niyim or not. We closed with Rav Erlanger's Svara, that really, midai raisa, there's a patur of more mechaimish, and we learn after Yaakov Avinu. And it's daraisa, they're not being oikar anything. The ikar takana is not that they're patur. The ikar takana is usher to give more than a chaimish. Chazal were very, very interested in making sure that your nechasim are not mevuzbas, because you need them for other things. Ad kan, a bit of a follow-up to last shir, Nochay Tzedakah. Next week, we'll return to Inyanim Masechtas Ksubis. Sorry for the technical difficulties in the beginning. Everybody have a good day and a good week.